There we are. Okay, sorry, there was a problem with the microphone. Hallelujah. Okay, we're live on Spreaker. Let me get the stream yard going here. Live radio, it's always an adventure. And we are putting out the bat signal, so to speak, for the spiritual warriors, because as you may have heard, the threat of nuclear war is very real. And it looks like the enemy who is trying to steal, to kill, and destroy just can't get enough of all that crazy confusion. So everybody's all distracted. Everybody's like got their own life and their own things that they're dealing with all the time. And a lot of it is, it's pretty legit. But, my friends, nuclear war. I mean, Putin has basically said he ain't playing, and they've been pushing. They really want to get him into a place where, you know, that he has no choice but to pull the trigger. And if that happens, I don't know what that's going to look like, but we need to be really aware of what's happening at this very moment. So I'm going to try to put this call out to everybody and just get people out of their trance, because it's happening. I mean, it's here. We are in the war of our lifetimes, and people can get distracted. You can get all kind of like, oh, I got to do my things and take care of my business. And some of it's a really good thing. And sometimes it's just the enemy trying to take you off that wall like Nehemiah. We're in a place now that it looks like God is turning away from America, and we've allowed the bad guys to take over and steal the election and just tear down morality to the point where now it's like Russia and China, of all people, look like they have the moral high ground. And that just seems so unbelievable, but it's just what's happening. So what are we going to do about it? I've been talking to some Christian mystics and some info warriors and some just new warriors popping up out of the woodwork everywhere. And we're discussing ways to basically man the battle stations of the spirit and get people into position where you are focused first and foremost on the Lord instead of just all this garbage that's happening down below. The garbage is real. You got to take out the garbage, and God is faithful, and he will take care of his people. But there are reports that people have also just been neglecting God and not in a place of repentance anymore. And that's where you basically have things like the West being threatened with nukes. And I'm going to take a little gander at this article, and we're going to read a little bit of out of Ezekiel. And Vladimir is warning Ukraine's allies that he will use weapons of destruction. 300,000 troops mobilized, says, I am not bluffing. Desperate Putin. But actually, it's them pushing him into the corner. And the Russians always go crazy when they're in a position like this. This is kind of historically known. So I'm not here to spread fear. It's just more like, can we please like just take one moment to actually look at what is going on? And how much that could affect us. And don't be like, oh no, that's too scary. That's scary. I just want to be. But why be a part of the spirit force? Why add your sword or your shield? Or you say, oh, I don't even know how to do that. I'm not good at being a warrior. Well, what did Luke Skywalker do? He was given his father's lightsaber and thrust into this Republic versus the Empire war throughout the galaxy, and he didn't have to reinvent the wheel. It was already sitting there for him. He was already a good pilot. He knew how to fly a TIE fighter, an X-Wing fighter, and he did so successfully. And that's what I'm telling you, is that there are so many people that have given up along the way of their fight. They've just basically said, well, you know, somebody else is going to take this. So now this is your opportunity to get involved in your prayer life, in your spiritual life, and just see what God will do. I don't know what that's going to look like, frankly, for you. That's between you and God. There are weapons of the kingdom. There are keys. There are angels to be called upon and utilized. I've just had way too many of these kind of experiences to the point where I don't even know where to start, you know, to tell you all that stuff. And some of it I don't even share publicly because a lot of times, hey, Tammy, a lot of times it's like casting your pearls before swine. But look, I mean, they've tried to cut us down. They've tried so hard to make it so that I can't talk to anybody. And the websites, you have to go out of your way to communicate with people now. And I think we're going to get to the place where we just leave the system completely and it just becomes a giant hell pit. Because they're going to steal the elections again, even though there's going to be a huge landslide. There are illegal criminals coming across the border in droves, and nuclear war, and then of course beyond that even too is going to be the alien aspect and the Nephilim aspect. It's going to get weird, guys. So meanwhile, I have Christians that are offended by my sister's The Bride painting, which is so ironic because that is an absolutely beautiful painting of the bride, and just because she's looking a little otherworldly and doesn't look like, you know, the bride with military boots and a wedding gown running towards a lion, badly photoshopped. You know, if you look up the Bride of Christ, there's all kinds of cheesy, but, you know, heartfelt paintings and photoshops. I think it's just amazing to see how the Christian church is just not ready to take on this mantle of the bride, let alone accept her for who she is. She's this otherworldly, mysterious being. I've been posting Liz Walker sermons on the Spreaker, and you'll be able to find those when you go to the Spirit Force Experience. You'll find Don Basham, you'll find Liz Walker, and others. And that is because I want to get as much training out there to you as possible. Ern Baxter, in light of the situation that we're facing, people are going to have to learn how to fly an X-Wing fighter on their own time. And I know that tonight there's this new Star Wars movie, and I think my family and I might watch some of that. But the battle looks desperate, and that's because it is. But once you get out of the orbit of the Earth and you go into the orbit of heaven and the heavenly kingdom, there is plenty of space to move around up there. There is plenty to be done. Does the Bible tell you all the secrets of heaven and the ancient angel wars and whether Satan had a planet or not? No. But a lot of the mystics, they like to go and find out some of these strange mysteries. I don't know if it's true or not, that kind of stuff. What I do know, though, is that the Bible has a lot of prophecies against God's people that rejected him. Ezekiel chapter 8. As I sat in my house, the elders of Judah sat before me, and the hand of the Lord fell there upon me. And then behold, I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins even downward, fire, and from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. And he put forth the form of an hand, and he took me by a lock of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and heaven, and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh to jealousy. And behold, the glory of God of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up my eyes, and guys, this is spirit travel, okay? And he's showing Ezekiel, kind of like a remote viewing thing. And he's using his hair, which is interesting, a lock of his hair, and he's being sent there by the angel. And God can show you things as well, like the level of evil that our country has gotten into. And God is a jealous God. He won't allow anything to take his place. He says, do you see what they do, even the great abominations that the house of Israel committed here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary, but turn thee again and thou shalt see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, Go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do there. Here. And so I went in, and I saw, and behold, every form of creeping things, and abominable beasts, Nephilim guys, hybrids, all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jazaniah the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his head, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in the chambers of his imagery? For they say, The Lord seeth us not, and the Lord hath forsaken the earth. This is the Illuminati, guys. This is what they're doing. This is what the Masons are doing. This is what our leaders do when they finish their lying all day, and then they go into the darkness, and they do this kind of stuff. And then he said, Okay. You're going to see even greater abominations that they do. And then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. This is another idol worshipping thing, or worshipping false gods. And then he said, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. And remember, these are the visions that God's prophet is being shown before Israel is dragged off to Babylon. And before America falls, you're going to see kind of like the garbage and the sins of the leaders of the people manifested. That's a prophecy from Steve Quayle. So, he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs towards the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, and they worshiped the sun toward the east. Then said he unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and have returned to provoke me to anger, and lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal in my fury. Mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. And keeps going into chapter 9. I mean, there is some real, real death on the horizon. And it goes into the famines, just what's going to come upon this nation. And, you know, you drive down the road, and I drive down, you know, one of these nice little American towns, and you see all the church buildings. But do you know how many satanic cults utilize church buildings to defile and to harm innocents, to hurt children? So the abominations, I mean, we don't think of like church in itself as like maybe a holy place so much, but really the abomination is defiling the innocence of children. And that, I think, for that reason, this is even beyond what happened in ancient Israel. Like, this is beyond anything that has ever been seen before. And so when you think about it, God lowering his hedge of protection because Russia is gaining the higher hand. Russia is becoming more righteous than us in so many ways. And you know, like, how vile Ukraine is. And you have people that are like, yeah, I stand with Ukraine. I mean, I'm not against the Ukrainian people, but the government is absolutely nasty. Look up Zelensky's gay porn video, or don't look it up, but it's just, he's an absolute clown and a yucky person, and like him being the leader. So I know there's a lot of scary stuff out there, but if I can leave you with just this sense of what is to come in the spirit, when you leave behind the world and it's garbage and it's yucky, and even if you have like a lot of blessings in your life or battles in your life, and I'd like to lift up a friend of mine, Michael. He just had his stepdad disappear on them, and this guy is working hard and trying to be a supporter for his family. He's a young man. and lift up Reba because she's also in the same boat, like trying to support everybody, do everything. I had this crazy dream about her spiritual life that was amazing, but at the same time, she needs your prayers. I think I podcasted that a few days ago. And I can do that, I think, because nobody knows who these people are, and I don't think they'll listen to this. But anyway, just pray for them. There are so many desperate situations going on. And it's going to be so kind of out of control, like when the limited nuclear war takes place, and it's going to be a limited nuclear war, and possibly out of the ashes of that will come the Antichrist beast system. Because it's going to need, we need something shock and awe beyond just like another COVID thing. They're trying, they're testing. Let's see if monkeypox is scary. No, that's not very scary. Is this scary? No, that's not scary. Okay, how about this? Is that scaring you? Oh, no, that doesn't really seem to work. The COVID thing was a big hoax. Obviously, there is some kind of bioweapon, although we can't find an actual COVID, like, they can't isolate it. You know, there's no actual sample of the thing. All the PCR tests are fake. They can amp it up or amp it down. It's probably something connected to 5G, which will get you banned. I'm actually saying this on Facebook right now, so let's see if my Facebook gets banned, but it's like the tiny, it's a tiny Facebook. It's a cute little tiny Facebook because, I just, you know, I don't really even, I don't go back to big tech to be abused again. I've been abused enough by those people. Although I probably should share this to, the Michael Basham page. You know, I guess I have to open up another browser. Let me do that really quick, actually. We'll be right back. I want to talk about aliens, so don't go anywhere. Welcome to the Okie dokie. Hallelujah. So you're listening to Michael Basham via Spirit Force, Spirit Wars, Fringe Radio Network. And I've been a little behind on reposting to the network. I've been kind of dragged around through the mud and the spirit. Been going to other planets, doing all those things. Hallelujah. I just, you know what? I ain't going along with their system no more. So even if I do broadcast certain things, YouTube literally doesn't even let me use the app on my phone anymore. That's how my relationship with YouTube is gone. And these are abusive, evil companies that are guilty of so much murder. And then people are kind of like still going back there. Well, grandma's on here. Gotta check on what grandma's doing again. Grandma. But, you know, when you get out of the reservation, yes, it's harder to find people because there aren't as many people, like, in these sort of gulags or non-gulags in the freedom zones. But we have more oxygen. Okay, a U.S. congressman claims the United States government had reverse-engineered extraterrestrial technology. Well... So, get ready, guys. It's going to be weird. The UAP videos and everything, they're still rehashing all that stuff, but... There's trillions of dollars that have gone into underground stuff. The Denver airport in Colorado, super over-budgeted, and there are reports of, like, giant underground bases underneath the airport. So the elite think that they're going to survive and get away and hide in there with all their extra technology, whatever kind of things they have. But the weird stuff is going to come out to be true. Like G.K. Chesterton always wrote about, like how there's the ethics of Elfland and the world is more of like a fairy tale than it is anything that the scientists are saying. And I kind of tend to agree with that viewpoint. And so do the people at Fringe, Christian, Skywatch TV. They shared this thing about an archaeological find in China regarding fairies. So they think that there was a fairy world in the ancient Chinese religion. And those aren't usually little tiny people. Those are actually Xian, which are like an extra dimensional realm. And I've definitely had experience with those. But anyway, it's in Shenzhen and Guangzhou city in Sichuan province. They found all kinds of sacrificial pits. And they found bronze and green jade boxes embellished with dragon heads. And they were like, it would not be an exaggeration, according to one of the researchers, to say the vessel is one of its kind, given its distinctive shape, fine craftsmanship, and ingenious design, which basically is saying it's a legit thing. And there's all kinds of mythical creatures, human-snake hybrids, the fairy world. And, of course, it was just imagination back then. They, you know, they all had all the Chinese, you know. They just loved to imagine weird stuff. They're just obsessed with dragons for some reason. The Bible talks about dragons too. So you got dragons all around the world. You have giants. You have the fairy people. And the Chinese version of fairies are different than... they're more like guardians. There's a lot of stories out there. I don't really have time to get into all the goddess stuff. But let's just say I made contact in that arena when I lived out there for a long time. And it's real, but it's not what you think. And it's something that we're not, like, permitted to channel or get into in our day-to-day life, which is why all these new portals that they're opening are, like, literally going to unleash hell on Earth. It's going to be, like, zombie movies times a million. So I was chasing a bear the other day with a rifle as he ran off with a chicken in his jaws. The sound that chicken made as it was being eaten alive was not fun. So chasing down a bear with a 22, it's not really a good idea, so I cut my distance. But I scared him off. And I got last night, I was so tired, too. The adrenaline just would not leave me. And so my wife let me get some rest this morning, and I kind of got caught up on sleep. And anyway, the Lord was showing me that this is like training for David and Goliath. Like, if you don't think of it like, oh, you're going to survive off your guns. But David was a shepherd, and he had to defend his sheep from lions and bears. And we're literally going into that. Like, I don't walk around like all afraid and, oh, I got to defend myself at all times. You know, I believe in angels for that. But there will come a time when we will have to deal with these supernatural beings that are really wicked, a lot of them. I mean, of course, we have access to the angelic realms, and God has his own beasts, and he has his own kind of supernatural wild things out there. And I like the lions that he keeps sending in my dreams. I've had so many cool spirit lions show up and just kick butt. Really, really fun. Hallelujah. Well, Tammy had a dream in the chat here on the Spreaker app. She says, I saw a sleeping dragon in a cave, and it was very scary. Ooh. Yeah, dragons, you don't mess around with dragons. I mean, I've chopped down some dragons. I've had a lot of dreams with dragon chopping involved. And that's just the way it is out there in China. Those things, I mean, they're like really long snake-like dragons. They're different than our big fat dinosaur dragons that we have in Western mythology. But like, don't get too hyper sucked into just the nuclear threat with the West, because if you're only going to be focused on that one thing, you're going to have all these gas masks, and you're going to have all this food stored up, and that's it. And then you're not going to be ready for the next thing and the next thing. And we try to talk about the next thing and the next thing. And chop some dragons, Tammy. I'm all for it. You get out there and you get your sword sharpened. And I once had a dream where I was like trying to cut a dragon's head off with like a butter knife, and it was hard. It was like, dang it, I need to sharpen my sword. How do you do that? Well, you read your Bible. Destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 25. Mischief shall come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor. Then shall they seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest and counsel from the ancients. The land will be troubled. The people are going to be in this situation, and they'll be like, oh my gosh, we actually do need God! But it's going to be too late, and it's not the communists that are going to invade. The communists have already taken over our government and done just unspeakable acts to children. And so, do you think that the Russians are promoting all this wickedness and LGBT stuff and all this weird stuff? No. And so the balance of power of, like, who has the moral high ground is going to shift to them. And you know what? Taiwan is in the same boat. They're a sinking ship with their big gay parades happening all over the place and big parties with, like, the rainbow party where all these kids caught on fire that were covered with the powder of many colors the day that Obama coated the White House with the rainbow. The Taiwanese were all into it because they're all brainwashed into thinking, like, oh, the greatest thing for our time is we gotta support gay marriage now, you know, and they have a gay president. And I'm not against gay people. I love gay people. I'm just talking about, like, promoting a very unhealthy lifestyle rather than helping those people. It's just like, it's something that throughout history, that is how you destroy a country. But laying aside only just the talk of the end times, because, I mean, the reality of, like, and I'm not the expert here. I'm on stevequayle.com, and he's always got a lot of interesting articles there. And it's just good to keep your finger on the pulse as far as the secret space program as well. And understanding that they want to have new lockdowns, climate lockdowns, you name it. They want to reinstate their totalitarian dictatorship on all fronts. And I don't think they're going to get away with it without something very, very scary. Very, very scary new thing that will be beyond anything you've ever seen. But do you know what to do in face of an alien abduction? Have you ever been in an alien abduction? Have you ever seen an alien? I've had encounters with them, and they're in the spirit and in dreams, and they are yucky. There's a sense of uncleanness when you talk about reptilians or gray aliens. And these things, apparently there's already clones and hybrids, and among us there are supernatural entities already physically. But we've got to kind of, you know, lay aside, as Hebrews 12 says, lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Understand that sin is not, oh yeah, I'm a Christian now, and it's great. Then it's the battle really begins. And that's why daily repentance and daily, you know, forgiveness and love and seeking peace is so important. My family, you know, we have this thing, you know, we say, hug, don't hit. Which sounds like a horrible abuse thing, but my little daughter is like hitting things, hitting the chickens, like, no, hug, don't hit. And, you know, you want to love that puppy, don't kick a puppy. And don't eat the puppy like they do in China. And I've seen that, and it's horrible. But my grandfather used to say, hugs help. Even just for your family situation, just to resolve things like forgiveness, daily affection, and helping out and doing what you can. And then there's a point where you need to stop trying to do everything in the flesh, and you need to seek the Lord. You need to come into his presence. You need to step away from all the distractions. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So he endured the cross. He did not get into the shame. It's not worship of the cross. It was just like he completed the work. So, you know, we are already complete in him. And it's just, we're just waiting for him to come back. So all this end time talk, it's like, you know, we're going to see this limited nuclear war, total financial collapse, probably a Mad Max Hunger Games scenario in America. So just stay very spirit-led. They're bringing a lot of murderers in throughout the border, and they're just going to try to cause as much panic and confusion and fear. And this is a wicked nation, guys. Like, there's just a level of evil here that I think still people aren't aware of yet. And they still want to pretend like things are just going to go back to normal and everything's going to be fine. It's going to go back to normal. Well, God has to judge that wickedness. But for us, our battle is not just to restore the republic. There is so much more at stake than just America. So much more at stake. So I'm going to grab one more cup of coffee and I'll be right back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Man, the battle's been intense, guys. Have you been feeling this? Are you seeing this? It's intense. This is the end times. Lots at stake. Trying to make everybody scared and afraid. I've been blessed to be in so many places in the world and have experienced so many different things. And really given the opportunity to hand over a great education and an opportunity my dad worked so hard to provide. I put that on the altar and God sent me onto the mission field, and I got to kind of just make a big mess, I guess, all over the world, kicking up a storm, and we're just getting warm. But all throughout that adventure, there was this understanding that it was all for training, for a time when there would be trouble on earth such as was not ever before. You know, in Matthew 24, Jesus explains that there's going to be this abomination of desolation standing in the holy place where it ought not to stand. And when you see it, you just run to the hills. You know, don't even go back to get your wallet. You just don't even go downstairs to get the thing. You run and pray that it doesn't happen in winter, and pray, you know, it's going to be really hard for nursing mommies. And it's, I feel like that's going to be a global thing where if you're in like a city and the metaverse is activated and the abomination starts to be activated inside people, it's time to get out of there. And then shall be a time of trouble such as not since ever, like ever before. And you know, in saying like, and it's specifically speaking of Judea, so I should mention that. It's Matthew 24, verse 16. So, and my friend had a dream, too, about, like, wickedness coming, next level evil and demons coming for us, and that if we go back to try to, like, get your wallet or something, it's death. Like, you can't even beat some of these new level spiritual forces of iniquity that are coming. And then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. So God is able to shorten time, days. And this is a little glimpse into God's quantum abilities. We're already learning how to do things outside of time via the Spirit of God. And I recommend Paula Mengucci's Rev for mystic mentoring in that kind of arena. I think she's doing a wonderful job. I've been peeking in some of these ascension meetings, and I think that that is one of the main ways that we're going to get through this, is like ascending. That is so weird. Tammy left a comment and then it disappeared. Whoa, I've never seen that happen before. It's almost like spirit travel, dude. Whoa, dude. Whoa. Double rainbow. Whoa. So we're doing spiritual warfare, but the warfare is to come to him. You know, Rufus Moseley, my grandfather's mentor, he talked a lot about our main responsibility. Our only responsibility is to stay in unity with Jesus at all times. And that is really going to be the secret. In a nutshell, it's to be in union with Jesus. And out of that union will come the victory. Where do I put my sunglasses? Gone. Who stole my sunglasses? Here, I'm wearing them on my head. I was about to like start calling people names around here. It's part of being a man. It's like, you can't find the remote, yell at everybody in the house, and then you find it under the pillow that you're standing on. Be a man. Just kidding. That's mean. That's a joke. You know, like, the bride of Christ is a real thing. And she will be led to the wilderness for a time and a times and a half a times, 3.5 years. And a lot of people, like half the church isn't going to get it. There's the five wise virgins who took oil on their lamps, the oil of the Spirit, the oil of the passion and the love and the relationship with God. You got to buy that oil. You know, you got to, there's a cost to this. To having a walk with God, there's a cost. And if you're not willing to pay that price, then when the time comes and the door is opened, if you don't have your oil in your lamps, you're not supposed to go in. That's part of the whole Galilean wedding tradition. And the Bride of Christ marriage requires that you have a relationship with him and you're seeking him daily and you're coming and you're laying aside every weight, every sin, and you're coming before him. And half the church isn't going to get it. So the Bride of Christ revelation is, I mean, already the way of destruction is broad. And the people that are going down that metaverse destruction, like, you already see it with, oh, well, all my followers are on Facebook and Google. Well, yeah, but that's part of the broad road that leads to destruction. And then you're finding us on, like, smaller websites and platforms, and this is a narrow path of peace. Few there be that find it. So it's like, what are you using the internet for? Is it about numbers? Is it about, oh, I got all these TikTok followers? Whenever you do have an opportunity to talk to people, you bring them out of there and you try to get them to safety. And I'm reaching out to everybody I can on TikTok. That's where I have the most interaction right now. But I know it's only for a short period of time because this isn't my first rodeo. I've been, you know, chewed out and spit out by the big tech platforms before. But when coming back to the bride, oh, and Tammy says she had dreams where she ran back for her purse or her ID. Not good. Well, this is actually a friend of mine who had a dream where he left his wallet in a house with these big skull, ox skull demon people with masks were coming to kill us, and we were fighting a war when I had this broadsword, and he went back to get his wallet and I followed him. So I was he was really upset, and he was telling me the dream. He's like, I don't usually have dreams like this, but I want you to be warned because in the dream I saw you died. So I'm like, oh wow, okay, well, thank you. And it was kind of ironic, though, because it was like actually in the dream, he was the one that went back and I followed him. So I was like, dude, what are you telling me here? Like, I guess I shouldn't. If you start getting into money stuff, man, I better not follow you. When God says it's time to go, it's time to go. And I'm not living in paranoia or fear. It's just there's a reason why he says, forsake all, drop out, and follow me. And that is for the disciples, and that is for the people of God who he wants to preserve. He doesn't want everybody to go to the guillotines when it comes to that. And it could come to that very easily in just a heartbeat, where it's like, well, got to round up all the MAGA patriots because they're all a bunch of terrorists. All the MAGA people. And, you know, I try not to look at the news every day, but it's just there's so much coming out every single minute about all of this stuff. And they're really trying to get a civil war going, and they're really trying to get, like, say all that America is bad. Everybody in America is MAGA, and they're all evil. And they're just on their face. Democrat groomers call protecting children from pornography and pedophilia book banning. Like, yeah, you gotta have freedom to, like, teach your kids about weird, horrible pedophile stuff. I had a dream last night that I went to an old job, and the job was directly across the street from where I'm currently broadcasting. And in the dream, like, the physics and the geography of the town were different. It was a very interesting visualization. But I walked up there, and there was a girl that came to this restaurant, and she said, "I'm here for my eviction meeting." And I looked at her, I was like, "You're getting evicted?" And she's like, "Yeah." And then she walked in there, and some kind of eviction was taking place. People are going to be evicted like never before. Giant homeless encampments are setting to explode across the U.S. There are going to be more people homeless than ever before because people can't pay rent, and they're all on drugs. Everybody you talk to is, like, high on something. And it's all a lie, and they're trying to get people into just focusing on, oh, we got to fight for trans, when people that transitioned said everything made it worse. Ex-training girls say transitioning only made everything worse. The detransitioning diaries. And there would be a new ice age if the nuclear war takes place, according to a study. A leftist was shocked and couldn't understand why he was arrested for running over and killing an 18-year-old Republican extremist, quote-unquote. So, you know, I don't want to date the show too much into just nuclear war. We need to pray against that happening. I think it's overall we need to get our heads screwed on straight and not get sucked into, like, well, my mortgage is this much and my job is paying me that much and I think I'm going to get this much. If I do the thing, that's fine. Do the thing, work hard, take care of your family. Most of all, be a witness and ask God to put people across your faith that you can pray with, that you can share God with. I want to lift up another guy, Joshua, I talked with last night, who just has a lot of confusion in his life, and we prayed the salvation prayer together. And I think that was kind of what he needed the most, and not to just talk on the phone for 2 hours. But it really made me think about how unempowered this next generation is, how they feel like they're not going anywhere. And if God gives you the grace to just talk to somebody, like, share the gospel and help and love and treat people with patience. I saw this Marine guy on TikTok. He's like, we were trained to always be very polite to everybody, but don't necessarily make friends with everybody. Don't be friendly as in friendly. Be polite and always have a plan. And then always have a plan B, because probably the plan A isn't going to work out. So I'm talking about spirit wars, guys. So, like, always have a plan, but then also plan for your plan not to work and have another plan. So I'm not talking about being an opportunist and, like, running around in fear. It's like you just don't expect things to go the way that you think, and then have a backup. And that's what I'm doing with Spreaker right now, and that's what I'm doing with having – we have – in addition to Fringe Radio Network, is another website called Fringe Panda. And that is continuously broadcasting. And I don't promote this enough because I got kind of busy. But if you go to fringepanda.com, you'll find our backup to Spreaker. this big old goofy picture of a bar. It doesn't work on the browser for some reason. Maybe it needs to be reloaded, but there is basically essentially our own Spreaker kind of backup. And I don't know why it's taking so long to load, but if for some reason we weren't able to use Spreaker to still do podcasting, this is the backup. So fringepanda.com. And it literally says poke the bear. And I think the website is needing to be resuscitated. So good thing we looked at that. But you have a backup plan. You have a backup plan. And my backup plan is my faith in God. And if things change and suddenly aliens show up and the Vatican releases all their secret books about aliens or gods and whatever, well, we have backup plans for that too. Because the aliens, they are afraid of the name of Jesus. And we've already been researching this and dealing with this for a long time via fringe Christian channels. So we have backup plans for our backup plans. Understand that spiritual warfare is not just for like, oh, we got to fight demons to defeat this LGBT agenda. It's also for the longer term visual of the church going through this great tribulation so that we can get to the last part of that and meet the Lord face to face. And for any of us, it could be our last day, you know? I mean, none of us are not expendable. Like, we're the expendables here. You know, God can raise up children of Abraham out of the rocks. He can raise up a new end time army. Like, all my former coworkers and associates were very haughty in the sense of, like, well, we're the end time church, the Family International. And they just never conceived that their group couldn't make it to be the end of the world group. And that was why they didn't make it, because they were so good. Oh, well, we're it. We are it. They were like, Mo letters and publications written about, well, we are it. We're the end time church. Well, maybe they were then, but not anymore. In the spirit, I see a vision of like a Starship Enterprise, and I've called it the Revolution. And it's being piloted by me. And I know how to technically do most things on it, but it needs a crew. And in the spirit realm, if you're good at like operating hyperdrives, you're hired. If you're good at doing Klingon translation, you got a job. If you can operate the med beds in the sick bay, you got a job. If you can be the engineer, head engineering chief around the warp core, as long as you have a Scottish accent, you got a job. Because I want to tune in after we have a spiritual warfare thing and then listen to somebody, Scotty, damage report. She can't take much more, Captain. She's operating at 50%. Well, relocate 90% of our remaining power to the shields. And that would be basically re-revving up the old revolution for Jesus, 1969, to accommodate today's spiritual warfare zone. No longer a group run by human hands or by even financials of earth, but the faith bucks of heaven, according to your faith be done to you. I was just on the phone with Paul Mengucci and we were talking about this, and it's like we've got trophy rooms of restored swords and shields that were broken in battle fighting Saurons and demon aliens and things. And they're sitting there, but she's like, I see this vision of trophy rooms. And I'm like, yes, but I don't want them to be sitting on the trophy anymore. I want them in the hands of new warriors. And I'm not saying that there's actually a Starship Enterprise and that it works exactly like that, although it's fun to kind of use that terminology in Star Wars. But God has an angel army, and he has a great cloud of witnesses, as we mentioned before in Hebrews. And this stuff is real. Like, you're going to start having dreams where you teleport and you time travel. And you, like, my dream a few nights ago, do you want to go to Mars or do you want to go to Venus? And Jupiter and Saturn had all this stuff inside of them. And it was just, like, normal for some reason. And then I got to see the place where the tribulation saints that come through the Great Tribulation have monuments set up for each one. And since I've had chickens on the brain so much, I have a lot of dreams with chickens too. And this morning, I was so like kind of traumatized along with the chickens to see one of them getting eaten by a bear, like Godzilla movie or something, like the T-Rex eating some guy out of a car. And so I had a dream this morning that an eagle, an orange golden eagle, like beautiful bird, flew down and dropped off this beautiful, cute little baby chicken on my head. And I'm like, oh, great. And I even got to hold the eagle, too, and, like, feel its feathers. And then I was like, oh, I'm not supposed to keep this. This eagle is a free bird. But it was just a very, like, interesting little glimpse into the spirit realm. Like, the dreams, the prophecies, the vision are important. And the, one of the reasons that our missionary organization failed was that the vision was lost. And it was transferred into kind of a Joel Osteen type of spirit. Ugh. Yuck. Joel Osteen is fine in his church, but I don't want to live in Joel Osteen's world. Anyway, the revolution for Jesus is revving up again. And it's going to be something in the spirit. I don't know what exactly it'll look like. I just know that God has all these reestablished and refurbished kind of X-Wing TIE fighter weapons, and it's there for you. And if you will start to take some steps outside of your comfort zone, and don't get offended if you see something that isn't like exactly out of your churchianity, God is going to be able to do things. I mean, I have seen missions into other dimensions, stuff with dealing with all these like dragons of China and the fairy people. And I have met Buddha, and Buddha is benevolent, but not what we need to follow. And been to Buddha heaven. Buddha heaven is kind of dark. It's a dark place. It's actually a realm of hell, if you really want to be honest. Although there is some power there. I have seen things that don't register on any known Christianity map. And I don't go to bed and wake up in the morning like, wow, I've done all this stuff. I could write so many books. I'm still in it. This spiritual warfare is real, and it's heating up. And the UFO thing is going to be a big part of it. And these new technologies and what Hitler uncovered and what Aleister Crowley was dealing with and the battle that G.K. Chesterton fought against the New World Order of his day 100 years ago is continuing today. And Elon Musk is getting involved in the Babylon Bee, that podcast they did with Musk. It's all coming together, guys. The trifecta. InfoWars is being super attacked. When InfoWars goes down, that's your cue. You know, start sharing broadcasts of theirs, but and ours, but think of yourself as someone who is going to be called upon to stand and arise in a fight in ways that you probably never imagined, but he's going to raise up a lot of Moseses and a lot of like many Davids, leaders. And I've been talking about this too. Like, you need to find at least 5 people a month right now, like as many as you possibly can, but at least give yourself a reachable goal and write down emails and phone numbers and develop your own network of warriors that you can somewhat regularly call on and share with and discuss with. And don't be afraid of the enemy's nuclear fires, because our God is a consuming fire. So don't worry about like another Fukushima disaster or all that. I mean, if it happens, it happens. And don't be afraid of those that can kill the body, but they can't do anything else. It's much more important to have fear of God and to be like, oh my gosh, I failed God, than it is to feel like, well, my family didn't like what I did. So you guys are not of this world. We are aliens on the earth. And there's a lot more that we could share. And I kind of just touched on a lot of stuff. Sorry, it's been kind of a busy day these last few days. So hallelujah, I'm going to run. And thank you for listening, and be a warrior for Jesus. And don't worry about anything. But also, you know, we talked a lot about what's going on with Russia and the unrighteous war in Ukraine that's going to cause this. So stay strong. Don't let anybody take your crown. Hallelujah. Go to faithbooks.com, fringeradionetwork.com, and be a warrior in all the realms, all the kingdom dimensions, the quantum realms. And listen to Quantum Christianity as well, the 12 Foundation Stones podcast on faithbooks.com at the bottom. And bless you, Tammy. Thanks for providing some commentage. It's always fun. Because I'll be banned everywhere. It's so rare to get to talk to people. It used to be like, oh, I got all these comments. It's like, oh, wow, nobody knows that we're live. So share the links and be in the peace of God. And may you just find the passionate goodness of his love encompassing you about. Hallelujah.
Winds of adversity may buffet you. Hang on or let go, you don't know what to do. Tempests and trials with storm clouds and rain. Hang on with all you've got in Jesus' name. Hang on to your crown. Hang on to your crown. To what thou hast, hang on to your crown. Heavy is the battle, seems to rage without end. We wonder who's got it as you fight to the end. Great is the struggle as you pull to the light. Help me, Jesus, not to give up the fight. Your crown.
Hang on to your crown.
Hang on to your crown.
My
where I want you to fly, send you cry, find everything you need. I'm always right here for you to come, for you to roam, to give you all you can receive. I will always answer your request, yes, everyone, as much as you believe. Sincerely loved and cared for, here inside my loving arms, you'll find true love forevermore. Straight to me is where I want you to run, want you to come, to find the answers that you seek. Straight to me is where I want you to fly, to send you cry, find everything you need.